Welcome to the Video and Education Podcast, Episode 1, how the Texas Education Telecommunications Network uses video to enhance teaching, learning, and communication. I am your host, Scott Nadsen from Ensemble Video. This is the Video and Education Podcast, where I'll share with you how video is being used in educational organizations across the globe. I'm so glad you could join us. Today, we are fortunate to be speaking with Rob Jacks from the Texas Education Telecommunications Network. So, hey, Rob, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how long you've been doing it.
Well, my name's Rob Jacks. I'm the Video Network Support Specialist for TETN, and I have been working with TETN for the past 7 years. I have worked in video production throughout my life, and that's how I ultimately came to video conferencing. I love it. I love that video conferencing is all about collaboration. It's all about enabling that easy communication. And I love being the support for that, especially in K-12 education.
So tell us a little bit about the TETN.
So TETN is a consortium in Texas for K-12 education. It's comprised of its consortium members, which are the education service centers throughout Texas. There are 20 educational service centers in Texas, and then, of course, the state governing body. So with this consortium, our goal is to provide shared services and support for these ESCs, specifically around video conferencing and communication.
So it sounds like TETN and ESCs are very similar to the CESAs, the Cooperative Educational Service Agencies in Wisconsin, and Regional Information Centers and BOCES in New York State. We work with a number of them. And basically, they're managed service providers, and they're able to provide technologies to their regional school districts. So tell me a little bit about how video is being used at the TETN.
So video at TETN itself is a hub for these ESCs. And we do a lot of statewide bridging. That could be administrative trainings that originate out of Austin and need to be broadcast statewide from South Texas all the way to Amarillo. That could be distance learning. You could have a kid in West Texas that needs a deaf ed class that's only in Austin. And so connecting kids for that. And then virtual field trips, you know, a child in East Texas getting to tour an art museum in Fort Worth. TETN and the ESCs help provide all of these things. And TETN's goal is to support those ESCs in the content that they're distributing to their districts. Our goal is to enable communication and collaboration and education. And video conferencing does all three of those for us. And now there are so many different video tools. For just connecting. There's Zoom, there's BlueJeans, Cisco's Jabber product, among many others, Pexip. So, you know, our goal as TETN, we're that bridger of bridges, and we provide shared services, you know, and we look at how we can help support those ESCs and how we can support the state in communication. And that includes a video portal for folks to store their videos and have a place to edit and caption. And that's where Ensemble's really been a lifesaver for us. But you know, the ultimate goal, I think, has always been the same, you know, to make it easier to communicate and collaborate and to educate.
All right, so you mentioned Ensemble Video, and obviously I'm from Ensemble Video. Ensemble Video is a video platform. We try to simplify video capture, management, and publishing. And one of the nice things about working at Ensemble is we get to work with all kinds of great customers all over the world. And one of the things we know that was important to TETN was finding a way to integrate Zoom into Ensemble Video. So tell us a little bit about Zoom. Why was it important to integrate Zoom into Ensemble, and how is that integration working?
So Zoom is a video conferencing application. You know, it's available as a client that you can download. You can also call in to Zoom meetings from a 323, traditional 323 video endpoint. You can call in via, you know, just your web browser. So a lot of our ESCs were early adopters of it. You know, they liked it. It provides also some webinar licenses that they also utilize, but it was kind of a catch-all for a lot of folks. And when we started hearing ESCs, you know, going after this particular product and trying to find the best ways to use it, we realized that the recording functionality that Zoom has, that a lot of folks were really taking advantage of that. And so keeping in mind that our consortium is there to support, you know, what everyone is doing, we really wanted to provide a solution for storage, for editing, for captioning, that made things simple, where they didn't have to record a meeting in Zoom and just send out Zoom links, or, you know, download to their desktop and figure out a different way to share. You know, it also put them in a place of, well, okay, I have it on my desktop. Now I'm going to use this tool to edit it. I'm going to use this tool to caption it. And with Ensemble, it's all in one place. So, you know, we approach both Ensemble and Zoom about possibly integrating. Ensemble was able to do that once for us before, when we had some ESCs using content recorders, which hardware solution, and in some cases virtual. But Ensemble was able to create an FTP process for us that was automatic, a workflow where, you know, any time a certain recording alias is used, those recordings all flow into one library. And we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could do that with Zoom, where you could have a Zoom user, they have their own license, and then we give them an Ensemble library. And then that way, as soon as they finish a recording, it just moves automatically right over to Ensemble, which is where they can edit. They can edit the captions and really just provide a place for them to put their recordings, you know, that's easy to share, but they also have multiple security access options. And so far it's working great. We're still kind of slowly integrating our different institutions and rolling it out. But it has been, it's been working exactly as we had hoped. One of the great parts of it is Zoom provides an auto transcript feature, and that transcript is being ingested into Ensemble with the video. And then that transcript shows up not only as a transcript on Ensemble, but it shows up as captions too, that can be edited as such. And that's just really huge for us. And as I said, we're still kind of slowly rolling out, but so far so great.
That's great. Yeah. And I know we've also had other customers mention that they really like that the transcript and the caption track can come over to Ensemble. As you mentioned, they can edit it and you can search inside the video once you have that caption track. So any Zoom recording, really, you can search by the word and jump back into it for, you know, enhancing teaching, learning, communication. So yeah, that's great. And we're really glad that you're big supporters of Ensemble and Zoom. So far, we've had a lot of interest in that integration from K-12, enterprise, and higher education. And as we wind down this episode, tell us what's next for TETN and its use of video.
So for TETN, the next step is, I mean, hopefully, what we hope is that the tools that we have now, that, as I said, you know, are shared across our ESC partners, we hope that that provides a whole new level of benefit to their districts, a whole new level of value for their districts, where maybe a teacher at a school who uses Blackboard, you know, uses an LMS, well, she could put an Ensemble playlist, embed it within that LMS, and then use her Zoom account to record any lectures, any classes, and where things will just automatically flow. So a teacher is not having to worry about, you know, the minutia of, oh, I got to download it, I got to upload it, I got, you know, it's just, teachers don't have much time, as we all know, as it is. So anything we can do to make it easier, that's going to be our goal. And that's where we're moving in the future. We'll keep researching different tools, different companies, different technologies. And ultimately, as long as we can forward collaboration and education in K-12 in the state of Texas, we're going to be in a really good place. So that's, we're just going to keep on keeping on.
No, that's great. I appreciate that too. And I think, you know, that example you used of, you know, kind of mixing the content into a playlist and having one place to store it and play it is really key. We run into a lot of educators who are using YouTube. They're creating screen captures. They're potentially doing some sort of hardware lecture capture. They're definitely using web conferencing tools like Zoom, GoToMeeting, or WebEx. And one of the powerful features of Ensemble is that Ensemble playlist and be able to harvest all those files, store them in Ensemble, and then publish them in one place. So you're not just storing them separately and you're not publishing them separately. It's a really a cohesive playlist. So that's great. And thank you so much, Rob. We really appreciate your time and insight. It's very interesting to learn about how video is being used in TETN. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Scott. It was great talking to you.
Thank you for tuning into the Video and Education Podcast, Episode 1. I hope you enjoyed learning how the Texas Education Telecommunication Network uses video to enhance teaching, learning, and communication. Please reach out to scott@ensemblevideo.com with questions and let me know if you'd like to join us on the Video and Education Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @EnsembleVideo, and you can connect with us on Facebook and LinkedIn. If you want to learn more about the Ensemble Video platform, you can find us online at www.ensemblevideo.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the Video and Education Podcast. I'm Scott Nadsen from Ensemble Video. We'll see you online.